someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, the Andrews Sisters.
Very flashy chicks.
And also the very famous Dixieland Jazz Band, the Firehouse 5+2.
Yeah, man, when we get through tonight, this studio's going to be on the fifth floor, Ken.
Lid's really off tonight,
yes, sir. This show is our answer to the flying saucers. Let them come. We're ready. We're loaded.
Say, You're pretty frisky for a guy who's only been out of the hospital a week and a half.
Oh, Ken, the operation I had was just as simple as taking a sliver out of your finger.
What were you operated on for?
Oh, they took a sliver out of my finger.
No, they did not. I happen to know they took your appendix out.
Well, I wouldn't know what they did. I was a coward. I took an anesthetic.
You had an anesthetic just to have your appendix removed?
Yeah, I guess I'm just a weakling, Ken. Matter of fact, I'm so bad, I won't even get a haircut unless they give me Novocaine. I won't do it.
That can be painful.
On me, it's particularly extreme.
Close there.
They just take a little fuzz off. I shriek. Ken, are we all set for the big show in Chicago next week?
Oh,
I want to check with you on the arrangements.
Yes, sirree. Mm-hmm. Next week, we do our broadcast for the National Association of Tobacco Distributors at the Chicago Civic Opera House.
The Opera House?
Opera House.
We're working there?
Mm-hmm.
I must brush up a little, you know, on my bel canto, my bravura, and my andante cantabile.
You'll be lucky if you get by with bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
But, Ken, I'm certainly looking forward to the Tobacco Distributors Convention. That's going to be something. Yes, sir. I'm really going to cut loose in Chicago, boy.
Oh, now, wait. Dang. No, I didn't know you were the type of fellow who liked conventions.
Of course, I'm a real extrovert.
Oh, no. I always thought of you were more of a clinging vine, a shrinking vine.
Oh, no, not at conventions, boy. I'm a rambling rose and a tiger lily.
Step right up and call me Speedy.
You said it, boy. I'm getting a big celluloid badge, a tie that lights up, and a hat band that says, call me Bing, I got plenty of zing. Oh.
You know, it's liable to be pretty crowded in Chicago, Bing, at a convention. You got a room?
Who wants a room? I'll be in the lobby with the mob. You get cooped up in a room, what can you do? No action. Cramps your style in a room. I want to ramble around a little.
Bing, you amaze me.
Why, the last convention, I never got out of the lobby. I was shaking hands, giving hot foots, jumping out behind potted palms at people, and wearing dame's hats, and trying to wrest the elevators away from the elevator operator.
This all sounds pretty wild. What convention were you on?
I never found out I was so carried away. I forgot to ask.
I never knew you were such a cut-up.
Really? I let myself go. I got a huddle here now with the Rhythmaires on the opening number, which is Wilhelmina from the new 20th Century Fox picture, Wabash Avenue, starring Betty Grable and Victor Mature. John Scott, let's rip this thing, huh?
Wilhelmina, about the cutest little chick in Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen.
Wilhelmina, got all the fellas going crazy in their noggin.
In Copenhagen.
And the roses on her cheeks, and the music when she speaks, and how sweet her kisses taste. The sugar cane is like my mama's Danish pastry. Wilhelmina, maybe soon we will elope in Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen.
Wilhelmina, we'll share everything, including my toboggan.
In Copenhagen.
All the other girls say no, but Wilhelmina, she says nine. All the boys call Wilhelmina Willie, but I call Wilhelmina mine.
Wilhelmina, she's the cutest little girl in Copenhagen.
Wilhelmina,
she has all the fellas crazy in the noggin in Copenhagen. And the roses on her cheeks, and the music when she speaks, and how sweet her kisses taste.
Maybe soon we will elope in Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen.
Or Wilhelmina. We'll share everything, including my toboggan.
In Copenhagen.
All the other girls say no. But Wilhelmina, she says nice. All the boys go, Wilhelmina, Willie. That I call Wilhelmina.
Friends, we want to explain right at this point how every one of you can judge for yourself which cigarette is milder. All you have to do is make the same test that all tobacco farmers make to judge which of their tobacco is mild. Yes, be your own cigarette expert. It's as simple as ABC.
A, buy a pack of Chesterfields and open the top all the way. B, smell the pleasantly mild aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. C, compare that milder Chesterfield aroma with what you get from any other brand.
As soon as you do, you'll find the Chesterfields do have a milder aroma. Then when you light up, you'll find the Chesterfield smoke milder.
That's because tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. You see, that milder Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. No other cigarette has it, only Chesterfield. What goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. And into every Chesterfield, we put mild, ripe, properly aged tobaccos.
So out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke.
So, be your own cigarette expert.
Yes, friends, make this test yourself. Buy Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give. Always buy Chesterfields.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
Mr. Tubby Guerin, the second biggest liar in show business, tells me he's going to stop smoking Chesterfields and give up drinking Minute Maid fresh frozen orange juice unless I sing the song he's plugging, You're Wonderful. This time I don't think he's lying.
Ah, you're wonderful. You're all that I've yearned for, the flame that I've burned for. You're by my side to stay. Wonderful to be on a crest with this love we've been blessed with. It warms our every day. You complete that glow that was missing in casual kissing. The glow that comes with love. Now, my sweet, we're whirling, we're reeling, we've found a new feeling, and it's wonderful, so marvelous. You're one. To love.
Well, sir, it's time now to usher in our first guests and to roll out our plushiest plush carpet for three girlfriends of mine and yours. Here they are. Direct from the Club 15 Campbell Soup program, the Andrews Sisters.
Hi, Bing.
Now, just before we go any further, gals, before we proceed another foot, I just want to do something. I want to thank you for sending me those three cans of Campbell Soup when I was in the hospital.
I was the chicken noodle.
I was the oxtail.
And I was the tomato.
Well, you're very... you're very nice tomatoes. I mean, girls, to think of me, you're very nice.
Listen, Bing, are you all right after your operation?
Oh, I feel pretty good. Of course, I'm still a little wobbly.
The operation didn't cure that, huh?
Oh, now, here. scene. You're not supposed to make jokes here. Pax, Patty's the funny one. So you gals been making any new records lately?
Yeah, but some of those awful songs they give us to do.
Isn't it murder, some of the beauties kicking around these days? Somebody brought me a song the other day about a beaver.
About a beaver?
Yeah, a song about a beaver who's carrying a torch for his girlfriend.
No, what's the title of it?
Well, it's called I Don't Give a Darn for My Dam Since You Left Me.
That's a real tearjerker.
Well, it's pretty jerky, but I don't have to worry about records, kids. I'm hitting the road. We're going to do our broadcast at the tobacco convention in Chicago next week, and then April 1st, I'm going down to Front Royal, Virginia for the premiere of my new picture called Riding High.
Well, I saw a preview of Riding High the other night, Bing. It was very good.
Thank you. You know, it's a Frank Capra production.
Gosh, how did you ever get a big director like Frank Capra to do a picture for you?
I'll let you in on a secret, kids. It was either Capra or back to Max Sennett for me. Anyhow, after Virginia, I'm going to go on to New York, of course.
Oh, are you going to do a personal appearance at the Paramount Theater like Bob Hope did?
No, I'm not. Funny thing about me, Laverne, I can walk into the Paramount, I can sit down and enjoy the movie. I don't have to run up on the stage and do a show just as soon as they turn on the lights for intermission like Bob.
But wasn't Bob booked into the Paramount?
What booked? Of course he wasn't. Not originally. Of course, after he jumped up on the stage and started yakking, the only thing they could do was hire him. I think our listeners would enjoy a song, though, girls. What do you got ready?
Well, Bing, we have a pretty good arrangement of That's a Plenty ready to go.
It's only pretty good?
Well,
I... You better make it jump a little. Let it go.
That's a plenty's got a beat in it. The rhythm's got a lot of heat in it. I bet you five, ten to five. It's gonna get you doing what it's doing to me. The Dixieland comes oozing out of it. The Dixielanders sure are proud of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's plenty for me. It takes you down to New Orleans, down Basin Street with all the queens. You don't have to have the means. And you're going right with them. Chuck my big round rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies. Hey boy, say boy, that's plenty for me. You're gonna get mellow when that fellow blows his horn. Down where the blues were born, you'll be gone. The trumpets are trumping, go do me something. Beat it out, brother, there's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, plenty, plenty for me. Swing your queen, what I mean. Brother, you're as gone as any human can be. And when you're in the mood, there ain't no stopping it. Live it, breathe it, blow your top in it. That is jazz, what it has. That's a plenty for me.
That's plenty.
Plenty.
Plenty. That's plenty.
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 That is jazz, that's what it has.
Pretty good. Much better. Much better than pretty good. Oh, that's really a plenty, gals. That's a whole hunk. And yet it's not a plenty because they want you to make a move. I'd like to join up now with you for a rundown on Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
I fell in love, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. I wanted so to know that she'd care. But the lock wouldn't turn, and the stock wouldn't sell, and the barrel was empty as air. I wanted so
to sing you a love song
of wedding bells,
of bells and roses in May.
But the words wouldn't rhyme.
And the
wouldn't chime.
And the roses were paper mache.
Then he thought a happy thought, and a ring he bought for my finger. And the ring he chanced to bring was the ring that rang the bell.
Now we're in love, lock, stock, and barrel. And all because a girl and a boy
found the lock and a key.
So the stock COD, now our lives are a barrel of joy.
Now our lives are a barrel of joy.
Thanks, Andrew. Sister Stacks. Gee, that was great. Now, if you'll be so kindly as to stand by, I'll join with the Rhythm Airs in one of the popular ditties of the day. A little thing called Candy and Cake.
Angel Pie, your pet confection. Sweetie Pie, she's perfection.
A candy and cake. Ah, candy and cake. My honey's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake. Sugar and spice, about everything nice. And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice. I can be smart and I can be wise, but oh, when she rolls her roly-poly jelly bean eyes, I shiver and shake and my heart will just break if some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
Candy and cake, my honey's a sweeter treat as eating candy and cake. Sugar and spice and everything nice.
And kissing him once ain't half as sweet as kissing him twice.
Let's do it again.
I can be smart.
Be smart.
And I can be wise.
Be wise.
Oh, but when she rolls her roly-poly jelly bean eyes, I shiver and shake. My heart will just break if some other love should ever rob me. That would sure play hop with me if some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
Rob me of candy.
Candy and cake.
Thank you. Thank you. Comes now time for folks to hold on to the seats. Yes, sir. You'll have more hours in the air than Rickenbacker after tonight. Because taking their places on the stage are the Firehouse 5 Plus 2, the jazz band that's making Southern California a hotter place to live in. Every Monday night at the Mocambo on the Sunset Strip, they got people jumping out on the dance floor who haven't been off the ground in years. Ward Kimball and the Firehouse 5 are with us tonight, complete. And complete with fireman's suit, helmets, and instruments to give us the works. Stand back, everybody, for the Red Hot Red River Valley.
made it.
That was great, Ward. Gang. Well, you got to say that banjo player, that Harper Goff whistle's much better than Downey, I think. Really, a lot better.
Say, Bing, huh? How about joining us in an old-time favor?
I don't mind. What do you figure we ought to do?
Do you remember Everybody Loves My Baby?
Everybody Loves My Baby. That's a little before my time, but... I fooled you. I had Hope rehearse me on it a little.
Swell, now, Bing, don't stand too close to the band. You're still convalescent and
careful.
We're liable to blast your stitching.
I'll be very careful. I'll turn around the other way where there's no stitching. Ready, Ward?
Here we go, boys. Introduction.
Don't get hurt.
One and two and three and four.
Baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. She's got a form like Venus. Honest brother, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my Sheba, I'm her sheik. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. She's got a form like Venus, honest brother, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my Sheba, I'm her sheep. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Nobody but me. Oh, boy. Oh, cool down, will you, boys? Put those weapons away. We've had enough fun. We've got to get down to business. Folks, you ask your friends who smoke Chesterfield just why they smoke them, and the gist of what they'll tell you will be as follows.
Chesterfields smoke milder, they're fresher, and they taste better than other cigarettes.
Yes, sir. That's what they'll tell you. That's what my friends tell me. A while ago, for instance, I was out at the Paramount lot while they were making Captain China, and I saw one of the stars, Johnny Payne, smoking Chesterfield, so I busted up to John. I asked him why he smoked them. He said, well, it's because Chesterfields are milder, Bing. As soon as you open a pack, you notice they have a milder aroma. Then when you light one, it smokes milder.
And Bing, Gail Russell, who's co-starring with Johnny, told me about the same thing. She said, Chesterfields taste better to me, Ken, because they smoke milder. They have a milder aroma. Well, folks, that just proves what we say. Chesterfields are really tops with the top stars of Hollywood. Say, Bing, I saw Captain China a few days ago. It's really great. One of the most exciting sea pictures I've ever seen. Those typhoon scenes were so realistic, I practically jumped out of my seat trying to keep the ship afloat.
Oh, I understand. It's a real zinger, Ken.
Yeah.
You better go see it, folks. Captain China, Paramount picture starring Gail Russell and John Payne.
And remember what Johnny and Gail said. Chesterfields have a milder aroma. They smoke milder and they taste better.
No doubt about it. Best cigarette for you to smoke is Chesterfields. The ballad from the Walt Disney picture, Cinderella, which seems to be mounting rapidly in popularity.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams and someday. Your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
Thanks very much. Incidentally, folks, for those of you who don't already know, I thought you might like to know that most of the members of this group, the Firehouse Five Plus Two, are cartoonists. They work out of Walt Disney Studio regularly. I believe that the banjo player is sort of a carpetbagger, though. He works at Warner's. That about does it for tonight. My thanks to the Andrews Sisters and the Firehouse Five Plus Two for pumping a lot of life into the Columbia Broadcasting System tonight.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Oh, next week, Maxine, I told you. I guess it's going to be Arthur Godfrey and Perry Como.
Gee, Godfrey, Como, and Crosby all on one show? I got to hear that.
Well, listen for me. I'm the high baritone kid. Thanks again, girls.
Thank you, Bing. Good night.
Good night, and thanks, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Arthur Godfrey and Perry Como. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.